Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hope you're all having a phenomenal Monday. No case of the Mondays allowed, but you are allowed to have a case of the Fridays at the end of each and every work week. Now, a couple of things real quick. I know Jake's going to join me as we close out this program. I shot Luke. I think he'd be okay with me sharing this. I shot him a quick text after we finished the interview, just said, hey, appreciate it, man. Thank you. He responded, and he said, of course. And this is kind of cool, which is why I'm going to read it out loud. Of course. Thank you so much for having me on. You were the first media I ever talked to out of high school with the Chronicles, and now you're the last one in college. That's pretty cool. Hope all the best. That is pretty cool. I did not know that. I knew I was the first one to talk to him, like Garrett Nelson, some of these other guys who were coming out of high school. I had the good fortune of chatting with them early on, and that's pretty cool about Luke McCaffrey. Got a couple of comments here. All right. Some people might love my response to them. Some might not. So NITEMERE1, I think it's supposed to be Nightmare One, said that should be an interesting interview. That was before we brought Luke on. And then after the interview, he said, great interview, Adam. So I appreciate it. Wyatt Gibson with the doink question of the day. And if anyone who's an upper at the station wants to fine me for mocking this comment, feel free. I can pay for it. Confused what the purpose of this is. Are other players that are transferred out also being interviewed? Well, maybe. The purpose was, this was a kid with a bright future who went on to do great things. He was a starting quarterback for us at one point, and I've always wanted to ask him every question I ever asked him. If you didn't like the interview, you can turn off, my friend. Now, I'll look for that FedEx in the mail from the higher-ups here at 93.7 The Ticket, because that was a doink question, and frankly, you should be suspended from our mailbag. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jake's going to join me, and I got two questions for Jake real quick. Number one, can you beat a pregnant Mama McCaffrey in a 4.59 40-yard dash? Because my fastest ever was 4.72 at my pro day, and I knew she was fast. Like, she's a world-class athlete. But what? That's insane. Could you beat that? If you had a 10-yard head start, could you beat it?
Probably not. I don't think it would be probably my choice to take on any McCaffrey in a race and think that a good outcome would happen. But, yeah, no, I think I'd be humbled.
All right, man, what were your takeaways from that interview? Mine is that what a classy kid. What a classy guy. Like, seriously, he could have gone a million different directions. He didn't have to take this. He has no ties to Nebraska anymore. His dad still lives in Denver. He's obviously got ties to Houston, where Rice is. Okay, he didn't have to do any of that. So for coming on, I thought that was cool. And his responses were about as classy as you're going to get. Honest. And what did he say? Vulnerable, yet super respectful. What was your takeaway?
Yeah. Like just to echo your statements, very, very respectful and nice guy, and had nothing but kind things to say about the University of Nebraska, which, if you transfer out, sometimes you might think some things, people were against you or something went wrong there, but he didn't necessarily say that. It was just kind of interesting to go through his thought process of, probably saying the writing was on the wall that at least for the time, Adrian was going to take his playing time at quarterback. I think the most interesting thing to me was that he wasn't asked to play wide receiver here. I think that's something that people just kind of assumed is the reason why he was transferred, because he was so set on playing quarterback. You wonder if that staff had maybe the open mind or, whatever it was, whatever held him back from asking, because it was obvious that he could have helped at a different position, just by that Ohio State game. Remember the first 2020? The first play, the first drive of the Ohio State game, I was like, man, this might be what our offense is with Luke McCaffrey being kind of a weapon, and they just never really got back to that. And so I think that was the most intriguing part of the interview, but I liked, you know, every step of the way how I was explaining the Louisville stuff and you know, mm-hmm. just how he went to the switch at wide receiver at Rice. These are all things that you just kind of, you kind of made up in your own head about how it happened and how you thought it happened, and to have him come out and kind of clear the air on that was very, very interesting. And like we keep saying, just nothing but respect for him and the respect that he gave to the program and to this program, I mean, to everything. Just a respectful guy.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
So I don't know the McCaffrey family in depth. I've met Luke a couple times, obviously chatted with him a couple times, met Ed. He was actually the coach at Northern Colorado for a while. He helped build up Valor High School, which is the power football program in Colorado, if you're familiar with that at all. And they all handle themselves really well, really classy. So I appreciate him coming on. And it's interesting, your two biggest takeaways were my exact two big takeaways as well. When I wrote down that Louisville question, you know, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I'm like, right. I'm going to phrase this as nice and respectfully as I can. I could have been like, dude, what happened to Louisville? You were there a week. No, it was nothing like that. And he responded even better than I ever asked any question. All right, we got about 2 minutes. So we were talking about NC State earlier. Okay, and they go on this crazy run. They do not end the regular season hot. They win 5 games in 5 days to win the AC&C conference basketball tournament. Now they're in the Final Four. So, all right, bring this back to Nebraska men's and or women's basketball. You just got to get hot at the right time. Could you ever, and we got to win our first NCAA tournament game with the men first, for the love of all the Tully, but could you ever foresee with what Amy's built on the women's side, and they may even be in a better spot than the men, and what Fred's been doing on the men's side, is there ever, like, potentially, obviously, the answer is yes, but, like, realistically, could you ever see a Nebraska basketball team, men's or women's, getting hot, maybe even not the Final Four, maybe the Final Four, but, like, Sweet 16, maybe on the edge of Elite Eight, who knows? I mean, is that even a realistic possibility in the next one or two seasons in your mind?
I think it's, I mean, like you said, maybe Final Four is reaching a little bit, but I think there's always these ideas that we have within programs that you like, well, first you've got to get your first win, and then the next season, maybe mm-hmm. you can get the Sweet 16, and then the next season, but it, like North Carolina said, it can all happen at once. I mean, you can get one team that gets hot, might not be one of the best four teams in the country, but it's the way that the cookies crumbled. It's the way that they've set themselves up, and they're just playing who's in front of them and getting the dubs from step to step to step. You know, you watch that Texas A&M game, it feels kind of far away, right? But mm-hmm. I think it could happen. I wouldn't necessarily project it to in the next couple of years, but I don't know. It feels like forever there's been this ceiling that holds down Nebraska basketball, and I don't necessarily know if it needs to be there. I mean, they put some more of the money, I suppose, in the university and you know, PBA and all that stuff. We know it's one of the top 10 attended programs across the nation, along with Creighton, every year. At some point, Nebraska will get across that line of winning an NCAA tournament game, and who knows from there? Yeah, any special run can happen, and I can't wait for that story. A lot of people thought it could be K-State Tominaga leading Nebraska, and that story would fit well in March, but didn't quite happen. But I, the way that they're building this program, I refuse to put a ceiling on Nebraska.
My final thought, and then we'll get out of here. I know happy hour is coming up next. Stay tuned for that fine program, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time here on 93.7 The Ticket. I think for the men, got to get a little bit more I don't want to say athletic. That feels like a jab, and it's not a jab, but more explosive at the guard position. So we can match athleticism and just more physical down low, plain and simple. That's what really hurt us, and Texas A&M shot the three-pointers of their life against us. But, hey, kudos to them for getting hot. Anyways, I digress. We got to get more explosive up top. All right, and more physical down low. I do think the women's program, now the men, if they win a game, why not two? Why not get into the Sweet 16? Got to win that first one first. I do think the women's program may be even in even a better spot with some of the freshmen we got coming in, probably Amy Williams' most talented class coming in with two or three of the best freshmen in the Big Ten last year coming back, Alexis Markowski coming back. Obviously, we're going to miss Jazz Shelley, but I'm pretty excited to see what the women can do as well next year because they're in as good or even better spot than the men. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Adam Carriker. This has been Adam Carriker on the Ticket, the fastest hour in radio each and every day from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Well, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday here on 93.7 The Ticket. Until tomorrow, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bug.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.